counting in. I've been Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Marilyn and Jet with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government is considering new laws surrounding sperm donation after Queensland Fertility's clinics led to at least 32 half-siblings in the region. Alexandra Eccles, one of Donor 59's children, has been unable to determine his identity due to restrictions on his personal and medical information. Strict anonymity also saw her birth certificate withholding information of a donor aiding in her conception. Such strict anonymity has been the industry's assumption of encouraging donations until 2004. With no legal limit on sperm donations, the Labor government aims to regulate the industry by considering a donor conception register, as well as an inquiry into the industry's practices.
In other news, the ACCC addresses a 37% increase in tech scams since previous years. The 35-page report outlines an industry code tackling 430 million scammer texts since 2022. Australia Communications and Media Authorities Samantha York told the ABC scammers are very agile. Frustrating. The ACCC report gives salience to text messages verifying identities as a means to reduce fraud.
In national news, the rare marsupial mole has been spotted in the Australian desert. To survive, they have large forearms and lack eyes to dig and navigate through sand dunes quickly. They have been only sighted 5 to 10 times over the past 10 years due to their solitary nature underground and the lack of human presence in the desert. In other national news, a study by University of Western Australia has found that Margaret River will be a future refuge for western ringtail possums affected by climate change. The western ringtail possum has been listed as vulnerable due to its declining population, which is due to rising temperatures. The research found that possum populations between Perth and Bunbury would struggle to adapt to climate change and were at the highest risk. The possum populations were less vulnerable along the coast of Margaret River and Walpole.
In international news, a Boeing 737 that was supposed to fly from Denver to Houston was turned around after its engine cowling fell off and struck its wing flap during takeoff. No one was injured. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration will be investigating the incident on the Southwest Airlines Boeing 737-800. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8 in the very high band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.